New York is home to some of America's most beloved Christmas stories. There's the movie A Miracle on 34th Street, O. Henry's The Gift of the Magi, and the classic A Visit from St. Nicholas, written by New Yorker Clement Moore. This year, The New Yorker magazine is out with a collection of its own favorites. NPR's Renee Montagne spoke with editors David Remnick and Roger Angel.
The collection covers 75 years of Christmas tales and tunes, New Yorker style, meaning, say David Remnick and Roger Angel, a dollop of darkness folded into the Christmas cheer.
Christmas is fraught. I mean, it has everything. It has strong feelings, it has emotions, it has sadness, it has a lot of irony. I think people believe that we have very complicated feelings about Christmas now because it's so commercialized and it's not what it used to be. But if you look back in these old New Yorkers, there's a wonderful cover here by Ralph Barton from 1930 showing a lot of angry-faced shoppers carrying parcels all done in gray going under some bright Christmas windows.
One of my favorite covers in the book, you have a subway and there are about 25 Santas glumly chugging their way uptown on the number 6 or whatever
Ratty
it was.
Ratty-looking George Price Santas.
You know, it does, but, though, I will say this, it does come out, certainly the irony and the edge to Christmas comes out in the cartoons. I mean, Charles Adams shows up in this compilation. I counted them 8 times.
Charles Adams, who, of course, inspired for later generations the Adams Family, has a wonderful full-page cartoon in there of kids sitting around a fire, and they, of course they've lighted the fire, and they're waiting for Santa to come down. They want the pain to be absolutely exquisite for Santa.
The parents are peeping through saying, isn't that sweet? They still believe in Santa.
Yes.
But also there's a Vladimir Nabokov story in here, which is absolutely stunning. I don't think I'd remembered it very well. Called Christmas. It's a really gloomy Russian story. It's Christmas time, and his son has died, and he's inconsolable at Christmas time, and he goes into his son's room as a teenage boy has died, and he finds all his butterfly collections, and he's going through this feeling worse and worse. It's the only person who's been in this room for a number of days. He goes in there with his lamp, and suddenly there's a little movement inside this dried-up husk, and the moth or butterfly in there is beginning to come to life because of the heat of his lamp. Wow.
Yeah. And then you have James Thurber's A Visit from St. Nicholas. He transforms it into a Hemingway story.
That's a parody, yes.
Yeah.
It starts right in like the first page of Farewell to Arms. It was the night before Christmas. The house was very quiet. No creatures were stirring in the house. There weren't even mice stirring. The stockings had been hung carefully by the chimney. The children hoped that St. Nicholas would come and fill them.
Dumb simplicity. Yeah. But don't try it at home.
Roger Angel, you took over a famous feature, the New Yorker Christmas letter. You've got a couple of old ones from Frank Sullivan in the book and then a couple of newer ones. Why don't you explain and then maybe read a bit from yours?
Well, this was Frank's idea. He invented this in 1932, I think, and did about 40 or 50 of them. So the idea is to wish Happy Christmas in different forms to as many possible people and put in some jokes. Tweet the flute and sound the oboe for Dr. Ruth, Rebecca Lobo, Joseph Volpe, Jose Mesa, Joan Shannon, Mother Teresa, all while some higher heralds hark, drop their chords on Marcia Clark and so forth. And then more and more names piling up.
And, of course, these are so of their moment. I mean, you hear Marcia Clark, you think, that was 1995, 96.
That's right.
What's amazing is to read some of the really old ones, and you have no idea who anybody is other than Hitler, Franco, and Stalin.
They were all friends of Frank Sullivan. Frank knew a lot of people. They were friends of his.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both very much for joining us.
Our pleasure.
My pleasure.
Editors Roger Angel and David Remnick on 75 years of holiday spirit collected in Christmas at the New Yorker. I'm Renee Montagne, NPR News.